bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
We're back here, Jeff Haken, and along with Scott Heckman here. We're at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. Halftime, the Forward Bank halftime show. And out on the field right now, a little bit of entertainment. Flag football here with the Phillips youth football. We've got, looks like about second graders all the way, maybe it's all elementary, I'm not sure, up to middle school possibly. But they're having fun out on the field right now. And Scotty, it's a 44-6 lead here. It's been all Loggers in this first half. The running attack just a little bit too much here for the Loggers.
You know, the Loggers came out and got the first score right away, and that kind of set the tone, Jeff.
Yeah.
And Shawamigan made some headway, but then they turned it over, and then they turned it over again, and then they kind of went to the pass, and it was a little bit desperation mode.
Yeah.
They made some good plays.
They did make some good plays. They got some points on the board from that you know, the pass play. But, you know, they got some big, tall athletes in, you know, A.J. Morgan and a few more even out there. Even the Bongo in the backfield, he got involved in that that pass play too. But, you know, had to change some things up, just weren't able to put points on the board. Logger scoring at a really efficient rate and just unable
every
to keep up.
Every time they touch the ball.
Yeah, every time they touch the ball with the 60-yard run.
So I knew
run.
They knew it was a track meet, but sometimes what you got to do is just stay in the game.
Yeah, right? yeah.
They chose to try to compete with them, and that's just
and it's now it's going to be an 80-6 type of a ball game instead of the 50-0. But you know,
or something like a 35-20.
Yes. And early on, they were having sustainable drives that were taking a little bit of time off of the clock. They were getting three first downs in a row, and they stalled out. But Drummond kind of getting away from that a little bit, but nonetheless, they got some points on the board. You know, the running backs for the Loggers just a little bit too much. Just there's a weapon for any play that you want to do, that counter play with Trigg Molman. He's just got that lanky explosiveness through the line of scrimmage.
But they've got a lot of ways they can hit you.
Yeah.
And a lot of formations and different things like that.
Yeah. It's a well-organized team. This is a team, Scotty, that lost, 10 seniors last year. And, eight of them were starters on both sides. I think Levi Durr is the only returning starter. I think he might have started some on defense for the Loggers last year. So it's impressive to see. You get to see Ethan Podmolik step up a little bit. He was a junior that didn't get all that playing time because he's playing behind the Cole Abrahams and Kai Kingos and, what are some of them other names, the Bruin boys and whatnot. And you don't get to, see the field a whole lot. They get their moments at the end of games. But it really, he's doing such a great job this year. And actually, leading this game right now, the Jeff Haken and Roofing Player of the Game, Aaron Delasky with a couple big touchdown runs and Trig Molman with a couple big touchdown runs. But, Ethan's doing some of the things that he isn't going to get all the glory for. That interception at the end was kind of the perfect thing he needed. It kind of reflected his first half, I would say.
Yeah. He picked off a lateral.
Yeah.
There, the second lateral in a double reverse. And he just stepped in the way and caught it.
Yeah. And Ethan's that kid that plays with attitude. He's got a lot of pride out there. He's not going to really back off from anything. A lot of fun watching him do his thing right now. But the seniors having a good game. We got to see the Twin Towers out there a little bit. Jack Kowicki and Drew Hochschild get out there on some of the deep pass plays. Drew catching that nice touchdown pass. Deep got over everyone and really made a nice catch. Kowicki had his opportunity too, and I think he thought it was a basketball and slipped through his fingers there. But Jack, really happy that he's playing football. He's having a lot of fun out there, and the 6'4", 6'3", 6'4", gets to go out there and play receiver and spread this field out a little bit. And Jack, such a great kid.
The nice thing about 8th man football is, back in the day, remember, you'd go out on Friday night and at least 2 or 3 players come off that looked like they were hurt bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And with this wide spread out stuff, you don't have near the injuries.
Yeah, you don't. And you don't have the
crunching through the middle.
The 300-pound lineman isn't your ideal football player like it is in 11-man. That's a guy that, has a hard time finding a spot over here. You're seeing the, more of the Edgar-like offensive lines where they're like 150 pounds, 160 pounds, 170 pounds, these strong kids that can pop off the line quick. Those are the ones that are really succeeding here in 8-man football. It's a different game, isn't it, Scotty? It's fun to watch. If you haven't seen 8-man football before, come down and watch it. It's scoring
one
attack.
It's a fast game, and most people can't tell the difference,
honestly. No, you really can't. The field's a little narrower. I think it's 5 yards off of each side, so it's a 10-yard narrower. We've got a 50-yard line here, but like when we were in Luck and Frederick, I think they were at a 40-yard line. So fields are a little bit different, and rules change a little bit here and there, I guess.
A couple differences, yeah. And let's go through the stats, Jeff. So for Shawamigan Butternut Mercer, we had Hudson Hilgart throwing a 40-yard for a 65-yard touchdown to Anthony Morgan, and also a 40-yard reception for Dalton Schmidt. So that's pretty good passing, and well over 150 yards on passing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think also Hudson Hilgart's probably got around 40 yards rushing.
Yeah, really, really impressive junior this player is right here, kind of. Sets the tone for this team, and you can tell him he gives them a little bit of comfort, like, hey, we got a chance here. We got a pretty solid quarterback, but out here, we're still going to be able to have some fun.
I think the real difference here is that, Coach Precor has just been more established.
Yeah, yeah.
And Shawamigan's had its up and downs with football, but if they kind of stick with something, you get a player like Hilgart, and, just oiling the machine a little bit better, over the years. And with Coach Precor, like you said, they lost 10 seniors and they're still back at it.
And they're right back at it and young and good. There's 5, 6 seniors on this team right now. A lot of the running backs, Levi Durr and Trig Molman obviously are the senior running backs out there, but, backed up by a lot of juniors and sophomores and whatnot. But Steve Precourt, you know, I don't know what this eighth season or something like that in eight man. You know, you got some great assistants here. Scott Worth has been doing this for 35, 36 years, something like that. He's been here forever. There's just a lot of knowledge and a confidence on that team right now. Everyone, it's a well-organized machine out there, and they've been having success year after year here in eight-man football. So, yeah.
And so we're going to talk a little bit about the Loggers stats of the half. We got Drew Hochschild with a 36-yard reception. B.J. Lowry had two two-point conversions. Ethan Podmolik had a fumble recovery. Shay Denzine had a two-point conversion.
Ethan had a fumble recovery and an interception?
No, the one I
think. Oh, Ethan Upson?
No, the one that you wasn't technically an interception. It was like a double pitch.
Oh, okay. So
it was a fumble recovery because it was a pitch.
Gotcha. Yep.
So technically, I guess.
Yep. We're going to call it an interception.
All right. 60 and two rushing touchdowns for Aaron Delasky. Aaron Delasky at 64 and 56 yards. Trick Molman had two rushing touchdowns, 36 and 62. And Levi Durr had a two-point conversion and interception.
That nice interception.
And 36-yard pass play to the big Swede and a 71-yard run.
I forgot about that interception by Levi. That was really impressive and at a crucial time. You know, it was a close game sort of at that point, and Schwamigan was moving the ball on that drive and gaining a little bit of confidence, and Levi stepped in front of that play and picked it off, went the other way with it, and that was a big moment in that game right there.
Levi Tuff right there.
Yeah.
So, I think that's the end of the...
Yeah, Scott, let's go over our high school sports sponsors again here one time, get them out there. And we have A&W Restaurants of Phillips, Culligan of Ashland, Forward Bank, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, that's IAP, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, I heard of him, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, and Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah, boy. So,
all right.
That's our high school sports sponsors. We are really happy to have them and help bring this game to you guys. So thank you to all our sports sponsors. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country again here for a four-minute timeout. We'll be back here in 4 minutes, finish up this halftime, and get this second half underway.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Schwamigan Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Schwamigan Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Schwamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Hey, we're back here, guys. Jeff Haken and along with Scott Heckman. We are at a logger camp in Phillips, Wisconsin, and it is the Phillips Loggers at halftime here up 44-6 over the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. It's a minute 10 here to go in halftime, maybe a little bit longer. Mick, do we put more time on the clock when this is? That's halftime. So a minute left to go here in halftime. Scott, we got to do one of our fan favorites here and do some faces in the crowd. Who do we got here tonight? Steve Teeters, I see in front of us. And we've got Ted Kowicki. Oh, there's Becky Denzine. She's trying to hide. She's famous now. There's Dave Denzine. Who else we got? We got the Pishkas down there. Dave Pishka. He was likely hollering at some officials.
Captain Mike Hoshield earlier.
Oh, yeah. Our chief of police, Mike Hoshield. Doug Nutt over there. Doug watching his son Josh play. And who do we got? Oh, the Chuzzle family, as always. They're here. I see some Desitels down there. Who else we got, Scotty?
Oh, not bad. Here. Everybody's turned away, Jeff.
Yeah, everyone's turned away. A lot of back of the head, a lot of sweatshirts. But a nice little crowd here tonight. Amy Johnson.
In the booth, though, we got Mick. He used to pitch for, Chet, or no, wait, Marvin Carroll.
Marvin Carroll. That would be a good trivia question right now. Who knows who Marvin Carroll is anymore?
No.
So Mick, the big pitcher from way back in the day. Mick,
oh, yeah.
Mick, when did you hang up the cleats? How old were you? How old were you when you hung up the cleats? 60. Wow. Impressive. Mick was pitching for a long time there.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the end of halftime here. Nice. And Mick got a hit in his last plate appearance. So Mick Smart over here on helping us out in the booth up here on the scoreboard. And it looks like it is going to be the Loggers kicking off to Schwamigan from right to left. And Schwamigan set back to receive in their gold helmets. Like Scott said, the look of the Fighting Irish in their white tops with green pants and the Phillips Loggers.
I like their black matte helmets, Jeff, with the grizzled logger on there.
A lot of black on black. It looks really good. Looks like a, intimidating type of a look. And we're going to get a look at Josh Nutt. Scott, if you haven't seen this kid kick, that's Doug Nutt's boy. He's got a leg on him. He's going to kick this one deep.
All right.
And there is. And that one did go too deep, but a nice little kick here. And from about the 30-yard line.
Spinning forward, got it to the 35.
Yeah, a nice 5-6 yard return. And the Loggers defense stepping onto the field.
From the 35-yard line, moving from left to right, Shawamigan. Getting out of the huddle. Looks like some new players are out there for the Loggers as well, Jeff.
Yeah.
A lot of starter defense right there. High back set. Running clock here, Jeff. Hilgart. Handoff give up the middle.
Nice run there by the running back, Dalton Schmidt. Big, strong athlete over there. Good running back. Some speed.
Schmidt almost looked like he tripped a second there. Otherwise, he might have got about 15 yards on that. He just kind of split second there.
Yeah. Seeing Kyle Seidenbender in there at linebacker right now.
Wide receiver right. Out of the gun, Hilgart. High back set. Handoff give. Here's Schmidt, and he bowls forward for a couple.
Going to be a third down and two or three, possibly.
Third down and three now.
10:40 to go here in the third quarter. Running clock here. Unless Schwaniger can start scoring the football a little bit. I think one more score, and we're going to need two more scores, aren't we? Yeah, if they get the 8 points, we'll be back, won't we?
Yep. All right, wide receiver right, high back set. Hilgart, out of the gun.
He's going to keep
give.
It.
Tries to get forward and gets barely back to the line, Jeff.
Wrapped up by a lot of Loggers. Callen Chuzzles with the tackle over there. We love our Callen Chuzzles.
Fourth down and...
And kind of gimping off of the field right there. Is number 53. Is that Ethan Upson?
Yep.
Ethan was not playing. That is Ethan. And look like maybe he got a stinger on that left hand. Hilgart going to keep it. Left side makes a move. Wrapped up by who else? Ethan Podmolik along with Levi Durr. Not getting away from those two boys right there.
2 yard loss on the play, and it's going to be a turnover on downs. Loggers will take it from their own 40 yard or for the from Shawamigan's 40-yard line.
9:23 to go here in the third quarter. Loggers football. B.J. Lueri checking out of the ball game, and Levi checking back in.
First and 10, Loggers.
And stepping up to the line of scrimmage, Ethan Podmolik, the leader of that offensive line. Callen Chuzzles to his left. Kyle Seidenbender to his right. And Molman going to take it right side, wrapped up by two, three Screaming Eagles. And that's one of the first.
That was a good string out play right there. They kept them outside, kept outside contained.
Yeah, and it was about the first time that they stopped the Loggers for a loss on a running play, really.
Pretty much right there. Second down and 12. And actually, the big Swede was in the back
in the backfield on that play.
Backfield, and he might get a chance to throw the ball.
Yeah, we're going to
wrong hand there.
We could see some trickery here. We did see it in that last game against Luck.
Second and 12 here from the 42 of Shawamigan.
Receivers wide right, one wide left as well.
And now at back is going to be the big Swede. He gets a snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and...
He's got him! Touchdown at the one-yard line. Who caught it? Ben Vernick, I believe. No? Is that Jack Kowicki? Jack Kowicki with a big catch. So Jack redeeming himself, making a tough catch. And all the way down to the one-yard line. Oh, Jack wanted that touchdown. Give it to him.
It was a 40-yard reception.
A beautiful catch. Jack says, throw it to me one more time. I'm not dropping it. I promise. He did it. Nice play by the senior. And
nice snap. Ooh. Just sniffed out right there. And,
yeah. All in the backfield, Shawamigan was. Loggers lucky to hold on to that play. Give them a little bit of breathing room here.
So it's going to be second and goal from the six.
And running into play right now, Ben Vernig, Zelaski checking out. A lot of good sophomores on this team. You're seeing them in the game. Ben Vernig, Callan Chuzzles, Aaron Zelaski, Kyle Seidenbender we've seen in there. A long list of young players.
Out of the gun, it's Hoschild. He gets a snap, hands it off to the back. Outside, and he's in for the touchdown.
And Levi Durr with the touchdown. That one looked really easy. I think Gary thought we were cheering for him. He put his hands up and said, thank you. And Holly Vernick, we need more cowbell, Holly.
50-6 now, 6:46 here to go.
Going for the two-point conversion.
That was Levi Durr.
Yep, Levi with the touchdown there. 50-6, 6:46 to go. Going for the two-point conversion.
Out of the gun, Hoschild. He's got a back to his left. Back to pass here for two, and that one's knocked away. And
knocked away. Looking for Kowicki on that play. And tipped away by the Schwamigan defender. 6:46 to go here. The score is 50-6. Phillips Loggers on top. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Here in Phillips, Wisconsin, 50-6. Two-point conversion no good for the Loggers. 6:46 to play.
Loggers on top of Schwamigan right now. It's been all Loggers all game. We got the running clock going right now. And Josh Nutt set to kick off here. Going to see his leg. There he gets a nice kick by Josh Nutt all the way down to the 20-yard line. And who's bringing that one back? A nice little return. And that is
out to the 28-yard line.
Judah Johnson, Scott.
Judah Johnson, he's a good little athlete.
Yeah, we've heard his name a few times here.
And from the 38, they'll start out with 6.5 minutes to go. Call it the 39, I guess, Jeff. So nice mark for them. First and 10, Screaming Eagles. Phillips Loggers hanging in there with their D1 and offense one for Schwamigan as well. Wide receiver right. Out of the gun is Hilgart. He gets a snap. Looking back to pass. He's got a little time.
Oh, and tipped away up the middle here. Who got a hand on it? Levi Durr again.
He tried to get it to Anthony Morgan that time and fell a little short. Second down and 10 from their own 39, Schwamigan.
Ben Vernick playing deep over here. I know he's eyeballing an interception here tonight. And Schwamigan throws the ball. Some of these Logger athletes are really going to be, you know, waiting for them back there. We're going to see what happens here in this as this game proceeds. 5:30 to go, third quarter.
From the gun, Hilgart hands it off right there, and he's
tackled immediately by that.
Maybe a gain of one.
Ethan Upson on the tackle.
Yeah, Upson's not tall, but it's perfect size for a
He's a strong kid. He's about as strong as they get. And I know the boys come home from school, and they always talk about Ethan's strength and whatnot, and what a strong kid he is, and seeing it out there.
Indeed.
And BJ was telling me he loves following a kid, a blocker like Ethan, because they know he can trust him that, you know, he's going to make that block. And Ethan, a senior this year, having a great season. And up the middle is the play, and they get through the line of scrimmage. Popped by Ben Vernick, and Ben Vernick is jacked up after that one.
There it is.
Ben been waiting for a play like this.
8-yard gain, and Vernick pops him. It's fourth and two from the 48-yard line. 4:30 to go here in the third.
Ben, really one of the better defenders on this team, even as a sophomore. This guy's a knack for the ball. Great hands, and hits hard. Got a big stick.
Wide receiver right. Hand off up the middle, and he got the first down. Good fight right there.
Yeah, good fight because he was wrapped up.
Schmidt,
he was wrapped up this side of the first down.
Yeah,
fought hard through
like
a couple guys.
Knocked down for a loss.
Yes, fought hard. Nice play there for Schwamigan getting the first down. Keep the ball moving.
Into the 49 of the Loggers.
the 51-yard line.
51-yard line. There you go, Jeff.
Okay. We're going back to the 51-yard line, Karen.
Wide receiver left from the gun. Here's Hilgart. And he's going to take it himself, trying to get the corner, and Hilgart.
Nowhere to go.
Knocked down.
Yep, side. I wasn't able to see who was there. That might have been Jack Kowicki on the tackle.
Kowicki held the corner good, and good outside contain that time for.
Yeah, we really seen Jack grow this year. You know, we seen him play, you know, basketball last year in the sports that he played. And he just seems like a senior stronger this year. Had a nice offseason of growing. It's just nice having those seniors out on the field. You can always tell who they are.
Wide receiver left. Out of the gun, Hilgart. Eye back. Set. Sneaking up for the blitz with the loggers. Hilgart got it away and near a first down over to the side, just a yard short.
Kowicki with the tackle.
He got it to Anthony Morgan. It's going to be third down and two from around the 40, Jeff. Mark it at the 40, near side hash mark.
Nice play there on offense by Schwamigan, getting the yardage they need, but a great first down saving tackle by Jack Kowicki.
Third and one from the 40, 2:31 and clicking. Running clock here in Phillips, Wisconsin. Phillips up 50-6 over Schwamigan.
I formation. Hilgard gets a direct snap, hands it to Schmidt up the middle, wrapped up right away. Dulaski in on that.
You see some of the little guys over there pointing first down for Schwamigan. All right, first down and 10. Schwamigan moved the sticks right there down to the 37 of the Phillips Loggers.
Alan Chuzzle's checking into the game. Aaron Dulaski checking out. Sophomore for sophomore.
And wide receiver left. Tight end left. Single back set. Hilgard out of the gun. He gets a pass or snap and hands off to that back. And up the middle, he goes for maybe a gain of three.
Hoshield had him wrapped up. Might have been Callan Chuzzle's in on the tackle. Also, Christian Bordreau.
I couldn't see
in on
the
play
there,
too.
Jeff, who got the carry for a couple yards. His jersey was kind of all wrapped up there, mm-hmm. And I couldn't see his number. Who's that, 55 back there, Jeff? Jeremiah Miguel. So, Miguel in the backfield now for Schwamigan. He's the tailback. Single receiver left. Hilgart gets the snap, gives it to Miguel. Miguel's got a big hole, and he got it down to around the 35-yard line. Gain of five, second and third, and about three.
Yeah, starting to see more of the subs come in. Hoshield, Podmolik, and Chuzzle's out. I've seen Josh Nutt coming in. Sawyer Kuchaba checking into the ball game again. Sawyer, another one of those sophomores out there, plays quarterback on that JV team and just a football junkie. He's always been in this game.
Wide receiver right from the gun, Hilgart gives it back to Miguel. Miguel is just short of the first down, though.
He was a nice stick there right up the middle, stopping that first down. It's going to be fourth and what, one?
Fourth and one. I don't think they're going to measure, Jeff. We haven't seen that much this year. 17 seconds left in the third, and it's going to tick down pretty quick. We'll see if Schwamigan even runs the play. Here they come. Going to try to get up to the line, maybe. 7 seconds to go. Five, three.
And they
two,
won't get a play off here. It's going to be the end of the first quarter. And with a score 50-6, the Phillips Loggers leading the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles here at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Scott Heckman and Jeff Hicken in here bringing you high school football from Phillips, Wisconsin. Fourth and one here, and snap give, and Hilgard tries to get the corner, and he gets the first down and reaches out and took a hit there.
But he did. He broke away from a nice tackle by, I'm not sure who was that, Levi?
Yep, broke through one and nice.
Able to get that first down right there as my wife Cully and daughter, wife Heather and daughter Cully are in here in the booth helping us out. Come by to say hi. And how are you guys enjoying this game? Fun game, isn't it? BJ's doing good out there, isn't he?
First and 10 from the 25. Schwamigan, they're going to spread this out. They got pairs right, pairs left. Hilgard from the gun. And we're going to get a timeout.
On the field, the Loggers call the timeout here. 11:22 to go, up 50-6. Loggers calling the timeout right now. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For an hour. Hey, we're back here. Jeff Haken along with Scott Heckman at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. 11:22 to go in this ballgame. It's a 50-6 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles in a fun game under the lights here on a Friday night. Scott, this is what high school is all about. Nice little crowd right here, a beautiful night, and a fun inter-county matchup right here of bragging rights. Loggers winning this battle here tonight. Schwamigan playing a fun game, though. I'm like watching them here. Hilgart's doing a good job back there keeping this team poised and going. He's back to pass right now. Looking left side. He's got some open field on this side here. It's going to be ran out of bounds. Not quite. Tackled, I guess. Stays in.
Hilgard got the first down.
Yeah, he did get the first down. Nice run by him. 11.
Spread out that field and let.
Yeah, let guys get down and see where the hole is and run with it.
Used to be the way they would go back, drop back, and pass and look for that.
Well, who was that kid? Who did we play last year that had that really good quarterback that was so good at doing that? Solon Springs, Northwoods, whatever that was. We went down there. Really good quarterback who did the same thing. He could hit that pass. He'd take his time, and when that hole was there, boom, 20-yard runs all the time.
From the gun, handoff, give, up the middle, and run for about 4 yards there. And that was Dalton Schmidt. Got down to the 10, actually mark it at a 3-yard gain right there. Second and 7 from the 10. Got to get to about the 3-yard line for the first down. High back set. Hilgard out of the gun. He's got a receiver left. Hilgard gives to Schmidt. Schmidt gets stood up at the...
Nice spot. Job by the Loggers defense. Basically, the junior varsity team out there in this fourth quarter getting some of these young players a good chance to play some good solid minutes here. And Schwamigan going to take their best hits at this one, try to get another score here. Try to get a couple scores in this game. Yet there's 9.5 minutes to go here. But Schwamigan had about the, what, 5-6-yard line?
Four, from the 6, and somebody jumped off. I think it's going to be a ball, or going to get an offside. It jumped through the neutral zone infraction.
Encroachment on the defense. So the logger is going to get backed up there. It's good. What does that make it? Half the distance to the goal line?
Are they going to call it a first down or not? Yep, first down and goal from the 3. First and goal from the 3. Now it's got a wishbone, and Hilgart rolls out right. Hilgart's got his man with a 3-yard touchdown pass.
And this time it's, I don't have their number. Is that number 7? Number 2.
Didn't have him, Jeff.
We don't have him written down. So mystery man from Schwamigan. Hey, let's say it's Norson. Hey, Norson Rodriguez got that touchdown. Good job, Norson. Derek Jeter. So we don't know who it was, but number 2 from Schwamigan got it. We're going to say it's Norson.
All right. 3-yard receiving touchdown, and it makes it 50-12, 8:50 to play here. Out of the gun, Hilgart with a wishbone back. And he gives it off to the left side. And
that's that Bonga left side. He's a big, strong running back. A little surprised we haven't seen as much of him getting the ball. Powerful running back. Big guy.
No doubt.
And 50-14 with 8:50 to go here. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for another 30-second timeout.
Schwamigan Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Schwamigan Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Schwamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Scott Heckman here with Jeff Hakenen here, bringing you high school football from Phillips, Wisconsin. And we got some big cheers in the crowd. We got some new players out there. Looks like they got,
and it's Dominic Smitek getting the crowd pumped up. Dominic always brings his energy into this game. He's a crowd favorite. I know the student section loves him, and Dom getting everyone excited over here at Logger Camp. And here he goes with the big block.
Onside kick, and it was covered by Phillips, but it went through the hands of a Phillips player back to Schwamigan and back to Phillips.
And the kids having a good time out there right now. Logger's offense set to take the field right now, their junior varsity offense. We're going to see a little bit of Sawyer Kuchaba. Is Dom Smitek getting everyone fired up? And he's got this whole stadium just rocking. The bleachers rocking for Dom Smitek right now.
From the 45, here it is. Going to get a timeout.
And going to be a timeout. Maybe Schwamigan calls that one. So a timeout here. 8:14 to go here. It's 50-14. Loggers leave Schwamigan. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Hey, we're back. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman, and it's Ben Vernick with the gets the direct snap, goes left side, he's tackled from behind, and going to get about a 1-yard gain. 8:05 to go here in this ballgame. It's 50-14. Loggers leading Schwamigan.
Second and 8 here from the 47.
And it's the second unit in for Loggers.
Out of the gun now, it's Kuchaba. Snap fumbled and recovered by Schwamigan.
So Loggers, that second unit, having a lot of struggles getting that playoff. I think their last 3 snaps, Scotty, were all 3 fumbles.
So Schwamigan will get it back in the Loggers territory at about the 38. So 7:25 here to play, 50-14. Schwamigan looking to do something positive again here with the football after getting their last score. Now recovering a fumble. Taking their time out of the huddle.
And a good opportunity to get a little bit of excitement for Schwamigan right now. Going up against his junior varsity squad right now, doesn't matter. They're going to try to pound that ball. But you see the size of those boys against who's out on the field for the Loggers right now. This kid shouldn't get tackled, and he does. And a nice grand tackle right at the line of scrimmage there. Number 34, Ashton Timmers.
Derek Bonga really barely got a step in there, Jeff. And
Timmers was all over him.
Yeah, had him by the shoestrings and didn't let go.
The Loggers really doing a good job tackling typical Steve Precor and Gabe Lind, coach team.
Wide receiver right, out of the eye, Hilgard. Gets the snap, gives to the back, and that's Bonga again, makes one miss with the stiff arm, gets the corner, and here goes Bonga, and he stays in, and that's a touchdown.
Touchdown, Bonga. That's a football name right there, Scotty. That's kind of fun to call touchdowns. Bonga! Bonga for the touchdown. It's 50-20, 6:05 to go here. And Schwamigan going to go for the two-point conversion while Bonga probably catches his breath. The big running back chugging down the field, left side.
He had good speed, though, Jeff. I didn't know if he was going to get that corner.
He had that. Once he did, he was gone. It's a big, strong athlete right there, Scott.
Out of the gun here is Hilgard. Hilgard.
Bonga again. Same play.
Bonga is going to stiff arm his way and fight his way.
Did he get in? He's tackled. No good. A big play there by Christian Bordeaux.
50-20 here, 6:05 to play.
A really nice tackle on that play right there, saving the two-point conversion. So 6:05 to go. Yeah, 50-20 right there is the score. Loggers leading Schwamigan. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
We're back here, Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman at Logger Camp. 6 minutes to go in this ball game. It's 50-20 lead here for the Phillips Loggers, and set to kick the ball. Norson Rodriguez, my favorite kid from Schwamigan here tonight. Look at that leg. 10 yards. Almost gets the onside kick, but the Loggers fall on top of it.
Loggers will take over at their own 43. And covering that one up was Journey Wood, actually, Jeff.
Yeah, Journey out there getting some action. And the lone female on this Loggers team. And in her second year, I believe. Third year, she a junior. Third year of high school football for Journey, getting her time to shine right now.
From the 43, double back set.
And Ben Vernig going to keep it. And he's swallowed up on that right side.
And might have lost one on that one.
Not a lot to go there. And going to be tough right now. Schwamigan still has their starting lineup in there going against this JV squad for the Loggers. And Loggers.
Had a good pursuit that time by Schwamigan.
Yeah, really team tackled right there.
5:06 here to play. They want the ball back, Jeff, and I don't blame them.
Yeah, they want to score again. They know they got a good opportunity to score.
Flanker right. Or left. Hand
Kuchma keeps it. Spins through the middle. Gets about 6 yards on the run. A nice play there by the sophomore quarterback.
That was a good ball fake right there, Jeff.
Tim Tebow. I mean, Sawyer Kuchma out there. And you see that a lot. You see that that
fake handoff spin?
Fake handoff spins. Tim Tebow all day.
Third down and about 4 yards from just their side of the 50. Loggers.
Tim Tebow and Ben Vernig in the backfield. Direct snap to Vernig. It's the counterplay to Jackson Goulet. Left side. Oh, no, that's Kenny Drexler. Kenny Drexler gets the handoff. His first run of the game. And close to a first down. It's going to bring up a 4th-and-1. 4:10 to go in this ball game. Schwamigan looking for the stop. Loggers looking to get 1 yard.
from the Schwamigan 48.
Sawyer Kutzaba in the backfield. Going to keep it himself up the middle. He gets the first down. Nice run by Henry.
All right, down to the 45 there, 3:48 and ticking. First and 10, Bernig running a play out, Jeff.
Yeah. 3:40 to go. And looks like Sawyer Kutzaba going to come off the field and maybe shaken up a little bit or got to fix something in his helmet. Or he's mad at his helmet. He's smacking it around.
Update on the Brewers score, Jeff. The Brewers were down 3-0. Now they're up 4-3.
Oh, nice. Brewers, what, got a four-game lead? Ben Bernig going to keep it, go left side, and he's tackled, a face mask. They grab Ben by the head. That's going to be a first down personal foul.
That was a nice play. He just grabbed the wrong pass,
yeah. Yeah, he pursued and wrapped up nicely, got a handful of mask and made the tackle look really easy. But that's going to be a personal foul, 15 yards. And 3 minutes to go, under 3 minutes to go in this ball game. And Scotty, looks like this game's going to end before 9 o'clock here tonight. Quick ball game here in Phillips.
No, from the 35 of the Screaming Eagles, Loggers, come up to the ball. They got a bunch play right. Low snap, and he's sacked. And
that was Shea Denzine.
Denzine just didn't have much of a chance there, Jeff.
No. Denzine looked like he's going to stay in the game at quarterback.
Back to their own, back to the 40 of the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. 2:08 to play here. 50-20. Before this play ends, it's going to be under 2 minutes.
Denzine gets a direct snap, hands it to Vertig on the counter play. He's wrapped up immediately. And Bonga on the tackle.
Loss of about three there. Now they're going to be third and half a mile here, Jeff.
And Kenny Drexler checking back in.
From the 43 of the Schwamigan.
Jeremiah Adamitis checking out. And no Daniel Adamitis, I noticed today. And where do we know where he is?
Flanker right, flanker left. Motion.
Denzine's going to be a hand to Vernig, right side, and gobbled up immediately again.
And another loss on the play that time, loss of about five. Outside the 45, 46-yard line, it's going to be fourth and 22.
So Schwamigan calls a timeout on fourth and 18, a minute eight to go in this ballgame. They're looking for a stop and one more chance at the football. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
We're back here, Jeff Haken and Roofing, along with Scott Hexman Auction, and we are in Phillips, Wisconsin here, having a blast down here at Logger Camp. It's a 50-20 lead right now for the Phillips Loggers over the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. Schwamigan having a little bit of fun out right there right now. They're playing against this JV squad and able to put some points on the board and have a little fun for their night as well here. But
let's see if Phillips decides to punt or what they're going to do.
Yeah, they could really easily. They can't run out the clock. I guess Schwamigan would be able to call a timeout. But if you're the Loggers, I guess maybe you punt it down there. You got Josh Nutt with the big boot. I think Evan Hollinger actually is there.
It was the longest play ever in the NFL. It was like Walter Payton. He ran the ball for, I don't know, it was like 20 seconds or something.
Oh, really?
And
we could do that around. Ben Vernig for a minute running in the backfield. All right, both teams back onto the field right now. Minute eight to go in this ball game. It's a 50-20 lead for the Loggers. And the Loggers with the ball. It's fourth down and 21.
Out of the gun, loggers. Kuchuba's running the other way. He's going to throw it deep. Oh, he does. Shea Denzine gets it. He's got one guy to beat. Oh, and a nice, tackle that saved a touchdown. That was a really good play right there. I like that one. And a nice tackle by
Hilgert.
Was that Hudson Hilgert? So Schwamigan calls timeout again. So Schwamigan's pretty well known for that. We've seen that a few times.
They want the ball back.
They want the ball back. I'm with you, Brady. I'm with you, Brady. So
41-yard line, Schwamigan.
Going to be first down here for the Screaming Eagles. And while we're here, Scotty, we're going to go over our high school sports sponsors since we're going to stay here. And
I thought the clock stopped anyway when...
When a change of possession?
Yeah.
It does anyways. A&W Restaurant of Phillips, Culligan of Ashland, Forward Bank, Heckman Auction, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, and Phillips Lumber and Hardware. Those are your high school sports sponsors, and we thank them for helping bring you this ball game here. Schwamigan with the ball, looking to make a deep pass play. There's A.J. Morgan over the middle, and he's wrapped up.
After
about a 15-yard play, 38 seconds to go. Schwamigan going to hurry things up in their two-minute offense. And
here's right Hilgert
left. Again.
Hilgert back to pass. Hilgert looking deep. He's trying to get his man, and nice
knocked away. A great play in the backfield by, who was it? Sawyer Kuchuba, maybe?
11 seconds, 10 seconds, 9 seconds. They're trying to get back. One more play.
And that's the ball game. And that's it. Schwamigan unable to score at the end here. Final score. From Phillips, the Loggers 50, the Screaming Eagles 20. That's your ball game. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a two-minute timeout.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
And we're back here, Jeff Hakenin, along with Scott Heckman in Phillips, Wisconsin. We're at Logger Camp, where the Phillips Loggers just defeated the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles 50-20, and they get to retain the wood-carved eagle and hold it in our school for another year here. So great job by the Phillips Loggers here tonight. And it was a big win and a nice crowd here tonight. We had a lot of fun here, Scotty.
No doubt.
We got to see a little bit of everything, a little bit from everyone. Go over the stats a little bit. I think we went over them at halftime. There wasn't a whole lot that happened the second half. The clock was running.
Derek Bonga scored a 38-yard touchdown. And
a 3-yard touchdown reception from number two. We didn't have his name.
Yeah, and we didn't have his name
and
on
Levi
that one.
Durr had his second rushing touchdown from 6 yards. So who do you think your player of the game is?
You know, it's a little, you know, going a different style. You know, you could go, hey, who's got all the touchdowns? And you had Dulaski with two big touchdowns early on. You had Trigg Mollman with two big touchdowns. I think Levi come through with two touchdowns.
Interception.
And an interception. But you know who I thought was started